Okay, good morning everyone. We're doing a Chazorah of Rabbi Simon's Tyrevis packet on Yom Kippur, and then we'll do a little bit about the Bittul of Pas Akum, since it's the Yisrael Mechuvah. So, the Shulchan Aruch, we saw previously in Simon Kuf Tes, Halacha Aleph, we saw the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rajba regarding Yavish v'Yavish Chad Betrei. Like you have three chatichos. For example, you have two pieces of kosher chicken and one piece of nevela chicken, and you don't know which one is which. And we say one person can eat all three just one at a time. And the reason is because you're toiling. You're saying, well, the one that I'm eating now is the kosher one, and the nevela one is the other one. So and that was conditional. That was conditional on the absence of one of those pieces of chicken being ruy the chabed, because if one of those pieces of chicken was a chetichu ruy the chabed, so then we couldn't say chabed trei betil. It'd be asim mid rabbanon afil ba'elaf lo betil. So this that we said in Kuf Tes, the famous heter of chabed trei betil, that was only if the chetichos were small enough not to be really the chabed. But in Kuf Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud, Halakha Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch tells us a way to use chabed trei betil by yavish v'yavish, even though you have a chetichah who is chabed. There's still a way to use chabed trei betil, even though you have a chetichah who is chabed. And the Shulchan Aruch over there in Kuf Yud says that it's conditional that it's yavish v'yavish, it's pieces, and that one of the pieces was eaten, or one of the pieces was lost, b'shogeg. So even though Chazal asked the Tyrevis because it was there's a davar choshev there, But if one of the pieces of the Torah got lost by accident, so then you can partake of the Torah now and use the Chab Trei Batil, maybe a little bit different than the way the Rajba matter, you have to eat two at a time, but nevertheless, where it's mutter. So the question is, why does that have to be Yavish for Yavish? Why in Kuf Yud, this Heter, even though it's there's a Chetikah with this Kabed, problem, why do you need yavish v'yavish? So the answer is, if it was lach v'lach, so the issue would be mixed everywhere. And if one part of the mixture got lost or eaten, b'shogeg, you can't say, well, you can't be toilet. Right? You can't be toilet and say, oh, the thing that I'm eating now is the heter, and the isser was the thing that was lost or eaten before. Because if it's lach v'lach, the isser is everywhere. And you can't assume that whatever portion was lost or eaten before, whatever is the portion that was also. You can't assume that because if lach malach, everything got mixed up. So it has to be yavish v'yavish in order to use the kul of Kuf Yud. Okay, so now in Rabbi Simon's packet, he brings the Rashal. Rabbi Simon brings the Rashal. That's quoted in the Magen Avraham. So the Rashal says, as a recommendation for everyone should eat a little bit of their Pesach flour before Pesach, because maybe the flour got chametz dick, and so eat a little bit before Pesach of this Pesach flour, and then on Pesach, when you're eating the flour, you say, oh, my flour was chametz dick, so then, if my flour was chametz dick, then the chametz part was the part that was eaten before Pesach. And you'll be toila that way. That's the Rashal. And the Magen Avraham has a problem with that. You can only be toila You can only be toila when you have a yavish v'yavish. The Rashal is talking about Pesach flour. That's lach malach. So you can't be toila. You can't make a tliya like that because the... So that's the basic problem that the Magen Avraham has with the Rashal, is that the ability to be toila is conditional on yavish v'yavish. But flour has a din of lach malach. So the Chok Yaakov says that the Rashal is concerned for the Das of Tosfos that Kemach v'Kemach is really Yavish v'Yavish. And since it's Yavish v'Yavish, you have a problem of Chozev v'Nir and Pesach. But now that it's Yavish v'Yavish, so then you can do Tliyah. You can actually be toilet and take advantage of the heter, because Pesach is the if it's chametz stick, so then you have a problem of devashish lamatirin, and therefore it's a devar choshev and it's applicable. So you basically now have all the conditions of kuf yud. It's a devar choshev, or the equivalent of devashish lamatirin. It's a yavish v'yavish tairavis, so you can be toilet. So that's the Chok Yaakov's answer to the Magen Avraham's problem of the Rashal suggesting you should eat a little Pesach flour before Pesach, and if it's chametzi, so then you can be toila on that which you ate before Pesach. And the Chok Yaakov points out, yes, it has to be done with Shoigeg and Kuf Yud. One of the conditions is that the thing that your toila had to be lost or eaten b'shoigeg, and here you're doing it intentionally, but you're doing it, says the Chok Yaakov, is you're doing it intentionally when there's really no iser on the chametz, it's before Pesach. So that's not that's not really an issue. I was thinking of a different teretz to the Magen Avraham's problem. And we won't have to say that the Rashal is going according to the Das Yachid of Tosfos that Kemach for Kemach is considered Yavish for Yavish. We can still go like the Rav Poskim that say Kemach for Kemach is Vach Malach, and still have the ability to be Toila according to the conditions of Kuf Yud. So the Lashon of the Rashal indicates that it's the flour that got chametz dik. In other words, it wasn't a case where you had kernels, chametz dik kernels, and then you ground them up and made flour, and then the chametz would be dispersed throughout the flour mixture. No. Rather, the flour is made from totally kosher lepesa kernels, and it was ground in the flour. Subsequent to that, you had a pocket in the bag of flour that got chametz stick. Like, let's say maybe, the bottom of the bag, it was because it was on the ground, it got moist, or some other part of the bag, but it's a pocket. It's a pocket of chametz. It's a pocket of chametz in the flour that got chametz stick. And therefore you could be toilu. In other words, it's not mixed all over. And you can say, you could eat from the top of the bag and say, before Pesach, and say, well, I ate from the flour on the top of the bag, and it was clearly not chametzi, and if the flour got chametzi, so then I'll be toilu that I ate it before Pesach. So the point is that the possible chimutz is not everywhere in the bag. And I think this is meduyik in the lashon of the marshal, because he says yoychal ma'at koydim haPesach mekemach shal Pesach ki shema haya sham chashash chimutz. There is a chashash of chimutz. In other words, the flour got chametz stick. Not that the kernels were, not that the flour had chametz put into it and it got mixed around. No, it's that the flour itself got chametz dik. I think maybe that's meduyik in the lashon. It's that the flour after the mixing, and therefore it's kind of, even though we say kemach is yavish, has a din of lach malach, but the chimutz would be isolated. In the scenario that I'm describing, would be isolated in a pocketed area, and therefore you could say, well, I ate from over here, and the potential chametz was in an isolated area somewhere else, and you could be toiled that way. So that's just another teretz to the Magen Avraham's problem with the Rishal. So if there's any questions, if there's no questions, then I'll move on to the other part about the bittul of Pasach. Alright, so because it's Yisrei Truva, I'd like to discuss a little bit of the bittul of Pas Akum. And when I say Pas Akum, I really mean Pas Palter Goy. I mean the commercially baked Pas Akum. I don't mean Pas Malbais. So I'll call it Pas Akum, but I mean Pas Palter. So since Yisrei Truva, so Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim Tafresh Gimel says the person's tzarech to eat Pas Yisrael, and Pas Akum, the bittul of Pas Akum is unique in several respects, and so what we'll discuss will be serve as a review of, you know, the chapitrei betil, the concept of kemach v'kemach, as lach v'lach, and some other ideas. It'll be a review, and it'll be, you know, kind of a good way to think about some of the dinim of bittul that we'll cover later on in the year. So there's three interesting issues of bittul of Pas Akum. One is Pas Akum is batel berov, and even if it's lach balach min be'eno mino, so it's still batel berov. We don't say tam ke'ikr that you need shishim for Pas Akum. So even though you could taste it. But it's batel berov. We don't say tam ke'ikr. There's no tam ke'ikr by Pas Akum. Batel berov. The second interesting thing about the bittul of Pas Akum is that even though we say bittul berov, but if it's a chaticha that's ruya l'chabev, if it's like that even though we say bittul berov, chaticha ruya l'chabev is not an issue, even though it usually it is. So it's not, I don't know why I said filu there, but usually chetichel is kabed is an impediment to bittul, because I'll say filu be'elef lo betil. When it comes to Pas Akum, we waive chetichel is kabed. So those are two kulas, right? Those are two kulas. Bittul berov, and we don't say chetichel is kabed. And then we have a chumrah, and that's a vidi de taim, or a davra maimid. So if the Pas Akum is somehow a vidi de taima, I'll try to discuss a case later where I thought it was a vidi de taima, but it's not. But if the Pas Akum somehow is a vidi de taima or a davra maimid, so then we'll say there is no bittul. That even though we say there's no tam ke'ikr, but if it's a vidi de taima, kind of, then we'll say there isn't bittul. All right, so there's four or five cases I'd like to discuss to bring out the unique issues of bittul by Pas Akum. So there's four cases. One is, and the oil, and each case will deal with either the oil cookie or the bloom. So the oil cookie will be the bad guy, right? It'll be the Pas Akum. And the Bloom's cookies will be considered the Pas Yisrael. So there's four cases. One is crumbs mixed with crumbs, b'shogeg, of course, right? We're not mevatling isla tchila. The tyrovis occurred b'shogeg. So crumbs of Bloom's crumbs got mixed up with oil crumbs. The second case is you made a pie crusts with the crumbs. So you're going to have a pie crust that was ground. You ground up the cookies, you added some oil, you ground up Bloom's cookies, you added some oil, and then you put it in the pie pan, and then you baked it in the oven. Or you, and alternatively, so the crumbs aren't mixed, they're just, you have, you're going to have separate pies made from different crumbs. So the third case is about dunking an Oreo into a drink. So it'll be, one will be dunking an Oreo into, you know, milk. That's a classic case. Or dumping an Oreo into a hot drink. And the fourth will be if you have cookie crumbs, Oreo cookie crumbs, in a milkshake. And the last case, we'll discuss a case of yavish v'yavish min be'en amino. For example, you have rye bread, a loaf of rye bread, you have a pumpernickel loaf, you have a bagel, you have a whole wheat loaf, and you know that one of them is Passover, but you don't know which one of, is it the pumpernickel, the rye, or the bagel, but you know one of them is Passover and the rest of them are not. So we'll discuss what we do in that case. Because Chazal are, although it's Balta Barov, even if it be a Nisr Deraisa, but there's a Gezera that you need Shishim. So let's discuss the first case. The first case is crumbs and crumbs. You mixed up, you ground up Bloom's crumbs, and you ground up Oreo cookie crumbs, and mistakenly you mix some of the Oreo cookie crumbs into the Bloom's crumbs. So this, and it's, and I'm assuming it's ground up enough that we're going to say it's considered like kemach kemach, which will be lach balach, and therefore it'll be a lach balach. It'll be a lach balach min bemino. I'm assuming that it's min bemino, even though I assume they taste differently. But I heard like dark chicken and white chicken is really considered min bemino, so maybe these. Maybe this would be min bemino. So it's either min bemino or eino mino. That's it'll be a more interesting case if we consider eino mino. So it'll be lach balach min be eino mino. So usually lach balach min be eino mino, it's, we say you need shishim. But since it's pasakom, we don't say tam keker. So rov, you're good with rov. Okay, so that's. That would be that's that case, right? It's lach balach min bein amino. It's still rov is good. If it was an iser Torah, you would mid deraisa need shishim. Okay. The second case is your pie crusts. So again, it's separate. Each pie crust was made from Bloom's. You had two pie crusts made from Bloom's cookies, and then you had one pie crust made from Oreo cookies. And then what you did is you ground up into a kemach, and then you added oil, and then you pressed it into the pan, and then you baked it. So you have three pie crusts. So you have a crab a tray. And interestingly, this is not an example of the fact that you kind of we don't say panim kadoshos ba'ukan. We don't say that you, by the fact that you rebaked it, you kind of kashered the pasakim to be pas Yisrael. We don't say that here. So the pasakim never disappears, even though you, the Yisrael, rebaked it into a pie crust. It's the Isser is still there. So you have two pie crusts made from Blooms and one made from Orioles, but you don't know which one is which. They got mixed up by accident. And so we say, Chabetre Batil. We say Chabetre Batil. It's Batal Barov. Now the question is, why is it Batal Barov? And the question that if it was an Isser Deraisa, we would say it's Batal Barov because if we would cook the chabetray, you would still end up with an Isser Derabanan. Because if I assume it, now I'm kind of going back, I was just saying they're mean, but if I assume the two the two are now min b'mino, the blooms and the oil is min b'mino. So if I have a chabache scenario, if I would cook cook all three together, I would still end up with an issa d'rabbanan. I would still end up with an issa d'rabbanan. So then we're not goyzer. It's mutter by shar. If it's an issa d'raisa, it would be mutter mit d'rabbanan, mit d'raisa, and mit d'raisa. So the other way around, mutter d'raisa, and even mit d'rabbanan, 2-1. Because there's no reason to be goyzer, because if the case got worse, if I would cook all three, I'd still end up with an issa d'rab. I would still end up that it's bata barov mit d'raisa. Okay, but we're talking about an issa d'rabbanan, and I don't know that we're goyzer on a, if yavish v'yavish by shara surim isuri tara min b'mino is bata barov mit d'raisa mit d'rabbanan, so certainly by pasanikum. I really just wanted to bring out the reason for the deraisa case. That was a little bit of an agad thing. It's pashit, right? If deraisa is bata barov, and the deranan bata barov yavish v'yavish min b'mino, certainly if the iser is a iser, the rabbanan of pasakum. I just really wanted to highlight the reason by the deraisa case. Okay, so the third case, you're dunking the cookie into cold milk, an Oreo cookie. So, if some of the crumbs come off, or let's say there's crumbs on the surface of the cookie, and they come off into the milk, so if you can see the crumbs, so then there's no tyroibus. It's usher to drink that milk. But all you have to do is remove the crumbs, and the milk will be mutter. So it's kind of an important lesson, because if you can see the crumbs, there's no tyroibus. But all you have to do is remove the crumbs. So the milk would be usher, but since they're be'ein, you can just extract them and everything's good. Now, what happens if you dunk a Oreo cookie into a hot drink? So same thing, crumbs, then take the crumbs out. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we should be machmer for tam on some level, even by a cliché. In the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Hey Sif Beis, there's a Yesh Oimrim there that we should be machmer by a cliché, and be choshish that there is some sort of transfer. So l'chora, if you based on that, so then if you dunked a Oreo cookie into a hot drink that was yatsa lettuce, even though it was a cliche, we assume that some sort of transfer would happen, and you would have to be concerned that you have rove liquid connected the amount of cookie that was dunked in. Right? You have to, I'm assuming that you only have to be concerned for that you have rove connected the part that was dunked in.
Oh, we don't need 60?
You're not going to need 60 because it's Pasakum.
Oh, I thought the Australian Oreos were a problem.
Right, what I'm talking, right, very good, right. We're only, yes, if it was an Australian Oreo, there's no heksher, so mate, you're concerned that there's a Dabra Asur. That's a good point, that even though, just because you may have gotten around the Pas Akum, Pas Yisrael issue, or really, in other words, there's always the more important issue, is there a Dabra Asur in the cookie? Pas Akum, Pas Yisrael is only the Rabbanan, but it's possible. It used to be very common that baked items used lard. They used lard as the, now they use oil. Now they, I guess predominantly, I think they use vegetable oil, but they used to use animal fats, and that would be mamish. That's a Dabra Asur. So if that would be the chashash by the Australian Oreo, is that the Oreo itself is a Dabra Asur, and then you would need shishim in your hot drink connected the Oreo. which you probably don't have. But for Pasakim, you just have to be, you just have to make sure you have rov liquid connected. I'm assuming connected the amount of koki that was stuck in. I have to look into that. Maybe because I think we pass in the kula that what is out is considered out and what is in. That's another schmooze packet, whatever. Okay, so that's the third case, dunking. You have dunking cold, dunking hot. Interesting that the Shulchan Aruch has a Yesh Oimrim in Kuf Hey, that even by a Klisheni, you have an issue. Okay, so the fourth case is crumbs in a milkshake. So I thought the crumbs in a milkshake, that of course, if you can see the crumbs, it's not a terribus. And I was told if you can, you know, feel, chew, you know, crunch the crumbs, it's also not batel. But let's say the crumbs got mushed, and as they got mixed into the, you can't see them, you can't taste the Oreo cookie crumbs. And again, I only mean the American Oreo, that they have a hechsher, but they're only usher because of Pas Akum, and there'll be usher for Pas Akum for everyone on Aseres Mechuvah. So if you got those Oreo cookie crumbs in the milkshake, but they disappeared, you can't see them, and nor can you sense them. You can't. They're not crunching anymore. They got mushed. So, but you have that Oreo cookie taste when you drink the milkshake. So is it batel? Because we said it's batel barov. You have. Is it going to be not batel? Even though you have the crumbs are outnumbered by the milkshake, because we said bitul barov, but maybe no, maybe the crumbs are avidi de taima because they permeate the milkshake. So from what I asked around, it's not. It's for some reason something like Oreo cookie crumbs in the milkshake are not considered avidi de taima, and it seems that. Roughly speaking, the Navidi Dataima is defined by the fact that it's not, its flavor is not bottle when you have shishim. I'm not sure if that's gonna work everywhere, but that seems to be at least a starting claw understanding of Navidi Dataima. That Navidi Dataima definitionally is something that would remain, its taste would remain even though you have shishim. And so, anyway, I thought maybe it would be a problem of eating the time of these crumbs in the milkshake. It seems that they're not. As long as your milkshake outnumbers outnumbers the crumbs, so then you say a bit of a rove and you're good. Okay, so the last case I want to discuss is min be'eino mino, yavish v'yavish. Right? You have different types of bread. We're not using Oreo cookies anymore. You have rye bread, you have pumpernickel loaf, and you have bagel, you have... And you have whole wheat bread. And you know one of them is Pas Akum. So, but you don't know which one. So it's a Tyrovis in the mind. It's Enomino, because they're all different types of bread. And it's Yavish V'Yavish. They're separate Chetichos. They're separate... and the loaf, the fact that the loaf is a Chetichos Lurud's Kavod, like we mentioned before, is not an impediment to Bittul by Pas Akum. So... the question that I wanted to ask is that if it was an Isser Torah, it was lamb meat, chicken meat, and cow meat, and you knew one of them wasn't shechted properly, but you knew the two were shechted properly, but you don't know which one was the one that was the nevela. So we would say midraisa. It's Balta Barov, but Midrabanan, you need Shishim, Shema Yavashlam, V'yitain Tan. So if it was an Isser Torah, we'd say that you need Rov. You need Shishim. Midraisa, it's Balta Barov. Midrabanan, you need Shishim, because maybe you might cook them, and if you would cook the three together, you would end up with an Isser Deraisa. So let's say it's standard Gezer Rabanan. We're goyzer because in the event that you would cook, you would actually have a Torah prohibition. So my question is, do we, the Ramah paskins that by Yavish v'Yavish, at least, this gezerah of Shema Yavashlon v'yitain tam, that you need shishim by a Yavish v'Yavish min v'mino scenario, applies even to a Nisar Durbanon. Sounds like a gezerah to gezerah. Maybe it is. So the Ramah is machmer that this gezerah of Shema Yavashlon, that now you need shishim, applies even if it was an Issur Durbanon. So I was thinking that even according to the Ramah, if it was in the Pas Akum scenario, the rye bread, the pumpernickel, and the whole wheat, and the bagel, so it's be a Yavish Yavish Min Be Ein Amino, it would still, you wouldn't need shishim, because at the end of the day, Pas Akum is Baltav Rov. It's Baltav Rov. So in other words, it's not like Bas V'Chol of the Rabbanon that you need shishim. In other words, if you had, if you have a scenario of a Yavish V'Yavish Min Be'Ein Amino Bas V'Chol with a Bas V'Chol of the Rabbanon, like chicken and milk as your Isser, so then we, according to the Ramah, you would goizer that you need shishim, because that's part of Bas V'Chol of the Rabbanon, is that you need shishim to mevatel by Ein Amino. So by the lach Ein Amino. So therefore, we goizer the Ramah, I would assume we goizer by Yavish V'Yavish Min Be'Ein Amino. But by Pas Akum, at the end of the day, you don't need shishim. It's not part of the gezerah, like by Bas V'Chol of the Rabbanon. So Pashit, you wouldn't, as long as you could rely on the Chabotrei B'Til. The rice, of course, the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon, by the different types of bread mixed together, you didn't know which one was the Pas Akum. Okay, so we actually did a lot today. We discussed the Rishal, his recommendation for everyone should eat a little bit of the Pesach flour before Pesach, and a couple of terutzim of how tli would work, even though we're dealing with kemach and kemach, which has a din of lach balach. How can you say tliya when you're dealing with a lach balach scenario? And then we discuss the different types of bittel that are unique to pas akum batal barov. There's no particular kabed. There's but nevertheless there's the avida the time. And the gezerah of the Ramah's gezerah applying the gezerah of min be'en amino yavish v'yavish even to the Rabbanans is not going to apply to Pesach. So if there's no questions, we'll stop here. Okay. Okay. Shkoyach everyone for joining, and Mirtz Hashem will pick up after Yom Kippur, so Gemar Tzima Tova for everyone, and look forward to a great new year, and Gemar Tzima Tova, thank you for joining.